Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, folks. It's Joan Matthews here again. And just coming out just to speak a little bit on the Sabbath day. And it is Sunday, May the 5th, 2019. And I greet you in the wonderful and powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. It's an honor and a great privilege to be able to be sitting here chatting with you guys, and it's an honor to be alive today in this last days that we are living in. We are blessed, and it is by the grace of the Most High God. It is by His grace and His mercy that I'm able to even speak to you. It is by His grace and His mercy that whoever you are that is listening to this message, it is by His grace and His mercy that you are listening. And I give my testimony yesterday on how I came to start honoring the Holy Sabbath day of the Lord our God. And it is a testimony that I must testify of, that the Lord God, when I told the Lord that I don't know how to love Him and I don't believe that I've ever loved Him, the Lord, and I said, I don't know how to love you, and I don't even know what it is, you know, what love is and what it is mean to love you. And I said, Father, my heart desire is to love you with all my heart, soul, and mind, as you stated in your scriptures. And I said, would you please teach me how to love you? And at that moment, the Holy Spirit spoke in my heart, and I heard in my spirit, in my heart, if you love me, keep my commandments. And you can find that in John chapter 14. You know, I heard, if you love me, keep my commandments. And in my heart, I'm thinking, Lord, have I not kept your commandments? And as these thoughts came to my mind, I heard, you have not kept my holy Sabbath day. And at that moment, I couldn't deny. There is no way that I can deny to the Lord, or I can say, oh, well, I've kept Sunday. No, I was convicted before a holy God. And I said, all I can say at that moment, without even thinking, Lord, I am guilty. I have never kept your holy Sabbath day. And I knew right away. I mean, we are going to know when we stand before the Most High God. We are going to know when the Lord bring up our sins and our transgressions before us. And we stand before Him, at that moment, we would be so convicted that there is no way we can deny it before a holy, pure, righteous God. And I said, Lord, I'm guilty. I have never kept your holy Sabbath day, nor do I know how to keep it. And I don't know what it means to keep it, or what it means, and why is it so important that I should keep it. And the Lord, and I said, Father, I want to keep your Sabbath day, but I don't know anything about it. Would you please teach me all that I need to know about the Sabbath day? And this is why I am here today. This is my testimony, and this is why that I feel that I have to, that I must tell you all that I need to tell you on the Sabbath day. I'm sorry, I'm supposed to be recording this too. And like I said, I feel the need to testify to you at the beginning of each and every single one of these recordings, that the testimony of me asking the Lord to teach me how to love Him, and the Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I had to confess before Him that I have never kept His commandment, and I don't know how to keep it, and I don't know what it means to keep his commandments, to keep the Sabbath day, rather. And the Lord said, you have not kept my holy Sabbath day. And I, at that moment, like I said, I confessed that I have never kept his holy Sabbath day, nor do I know how to keep it, and I don't know what it means. And I said, please, Father, teach me all that I know about the Sabbath day, all that I need to know about the Sabbath day. And from there on, the Holy Father began to wake me up in the night, or in the early morning hours, especially in the early morning hours of the Sabbath day, because the Lord knows our plight. He knows that I go to work every day. And even though he would reveal things to me as I lay on my bed and meditate on his word, I would get up in the middle of the night and I would write. But mostly he would wake me up. I would lie on my bed on Sabbath morning, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and the Lord would just start writing on my heart, literally. Like the scripture said, holy men of old were moved by the Holy Spirit, and it was like the Lord was writing on their heart and in their mind the things that are written in the pages of the Bible. And this is how the Lord work with, I'm not saying everybody, because the Lord work in different ways. And in some, with some people, the same, but, you know, for mostly, we are all different. And the Lord use different ways and different means and to communicate to each and every single one of us. And then the Lord was, I would lay there, and the Lord, it would be like somebody literally writing a scroll upon my heart or a book on my heart, and it would be such an overload that I would have to jump up and write it down. And there were times when I'd be like, Lord, I need clarification on certain things, and the Lord would go over, I would put it in my heart. And so today is a blessed day of the Lord, and I thank you, Father, for your mercies and your strength, and strengthen us in these last days as we continue on this journey back to you, Lord God. And so, folks, the scripture said in Exodus chapter 31, verses 13, reading from the KJV, "Speak thou unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord that do sanctify you. You shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you. For every one that defileth shall be surely put to death. For whosoever do any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from amongst his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath rest." You see, the seventh is the Sabbath rest, holy to the Lord. So, folks, it is holy. It is a holy thing. It is holy to the Lord. Okay? Anything that is holy to the Lord does not just disappear and evaporate just because we want it, just because we decided, oh, it's not feasible for us. So the Lord is saying that it is a sign, the Sabbath is a sign between us and between him and his people. And listen to me. I know many of you out there are going to argue the fact, oh, I'm not an Israelite, I'm not a child of Israel. But let me tell you something. They shall call evil good and they shall call good evil. Everything is turned upside down. They are going to call black white and they are going to call white black. And there is a part in the scripture, I think in Proverbs or Psalms, I'm not really sure what it says. I have seen princesses walking on their feet, and I have seen slaves on horsebacks, riding on horsebacks, and everything is turned around. The children of Israel are hidden. The children of Israel are scattered across the four corners of the earth, in the islands, in across the seashores, according to the word of God. The children of Israel are a dark-skinned people. They are not who you think they are, and whoever is calling themselves Israel is not Israel. read Revelation. There are those, he said, woe be unto them that are called, that are calling themselves Jews but are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. He said, I will cause those of you who are the children, I will cause you to come and bow down before my people Israel. So folks, the Lord has said to me at one time, things are not what they seem. And what we see and what we hear and what the powers that be and what the enemy have presented before us and before the world during throughout the years, throughout the decades and centuries is not the truth. We need truth. You need truth. You better come to the Lord and get down before on your knees before Him and seek the truth and seek the God, the Lord God Himself for the truth. Read the Bible. Read the pages of the Bible. I did not understand the Word of God when I read it, but I asked Father to allow His Holy Spirit to come and to unveil the Scriptures for me and to reveal what it means, because I was like, Father, I'm reading, but I'm not understanding, and I need to understand your word. So we need to read with an understanding, not just read so that you can quote scriptures, but you don't know what it means. So so that one of the gifts that the Lord have allowed me is the gift of understanding scriptures. Not every single word in the Bible, not every single scripture I understand, but I understand what the Lord wants me to understand. And so all of us who are children of Israel, and those of you who are not of the bloodline of Israel, but have joined yourself to the Lord to honor Him and to do His will, you also are grafted in. You also are part of the children of Abraham, of the children of Israel, but most importantly, the children of God. You also are the children of God. And so, and say that's a sign, and everything that's written in the pages of the Bible goes for you too. Because in Isaiah, it said, not, you know, don't let those of you who are not of Israel, or those of you who are eunuchs, and those of you who are not of the stock of Israel, don't say that the Lord has completely cut you off from His people. He said, but if you join yourself to do the things that are pleasing in God's sight, if you join yourself with the children of Israel, and if you do what is pleasing in God's sight, you yourself are going to be my child. And so we are full of excuses. We are full of doctrines of demons and doctrines of men. So it is a sign between us and the Most High God. The Sabbath day is a sign between us and God, so that we would know. It says so that you should know, and we are supposed to throughout our generation, and we should know that the Lord God is the one who sanctifies us, no one else, and so we shall keep it because it is holy unto every single one of us. So if we despise it, we shall surely put to death. So if the children of Israel back in the day, if they were put to death for defiling the Sabbath day, don't you think that those of us who defile the Sabbath day, who call ourselves by the name, by Yahushua, and if He's the one who died for us, and He's the one that we are, serving, and if He's the one that we give our life to, well, shouldn't we follow the same rules and laws that He gave to these people, Israel? I think we should, and there's no question about that. So, if He put to death those people, those Israelites who profane, who did not keep the Sabbath day, if He put to death them, are we going to get away with it? If we profane the Sabbath day, no, because God is a just God. He's a just God. So we are full of excuses. We are full of excuses. So, and He's telling us 6 days. Work to be done, but in the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, and is holy to the Lord. The Scripture is telling us it is holy to the Lord. It is holy to the Lord. And if it's holy to the Lord, it should be holy to us. It's not just holy to the Lord for one people's sake, one group of people's sake. It is holy to the Lord for every single one of us who decided to put our trust in Him. So whoever do it walk in the Sabbath, it shall be surely put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations. for a perpetual covenant. What does it mean, the word perpetual? It means everlasting. It means never ending. It's for an everlasting covenant between us and the Most High God. I don't know about you, but I am of the I am a child of Israel. So this is why the Lord God said to me, "You have not kept my holy Sabbath day." And this is why I must keep the Sabbath day. And this is why I must teach you. Because Yahushua said in the book of Matthew, he said, those of you, he said, you know, about teaching those of us who teach others, you know, against keeping the commandments, breaking the law, said we shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But those of us who teach others to keep the commandments of God, he said, we shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. I don't know about you, but I want to be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And, you know, he move on to say, I don't have the scripture up right now, but from memory he said, not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled, till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. And so, all is not fulfilled yet because heaven and earth is not passed away yet. And all of the scriptures, all of his laws and commandments are not fulfilled. You know, contrary to what your preachers and teachers have taught you, that the law was nailed to the cross. Now, throughout the book of James then, and the book of John, and 1 John and 2 John, and all those scriptures where the book tells us that what is asked the question, what is sin? And it goes on to say sin is a transgression of the law. And it says if we break one of the commandments, we are guilty of breaking the entire law. So if sin is a transgression of the law of the Most High God, and if since when we break one commandment, we are guilty of breaking the whole law, then if you break the commandment of the Sabbath to keep it holy, then you're guilty of breaking the entire law. So, folks, if you have a pitcher, a glass pitcher, and the glass pitcher is filled with liquid, and it's the entire glass pitcher, it's a whole glass pitcher, like it's the whole law. Now, if the glass pitcher is broken at the bottom, let's say the glass pitcher is broken and a little piece of the glass is knocked out on the bottom, then the glass pitcher is no good anymore. It's not good anymore because the liquid is, you know, will run out of the glass pitcher, and so we're guilty of breaking the entire pitcher because it's not good anymore. It's not complete. So it is that when we break the commandments of God, like if you commit adultery or fornication, or if you murder someone, if you steal, if you worship false images, false images. If you do these things, why do you feel that? Oh, why is it such a stigma if someone commit adultery or fornication? And people talk about it because, you know, we know that it's one of the commandments of God. Or if somebody commit murder, why the law of the land, why the person is being judged and locked away for committing murder, which is part of the commandments of the Most High God. And if that's the case, why is it okay to go? It's not okay to break these commandments, but it's okay to break the Sabbath day. Now, I'm telling you, we are being hypocrites here. Those of us who say that the Sabbath day or even the law is nailed to the cross. And here is what the scriptures say again. Yeah, Yahushua was speaking to Moses, and we're speaking to Ezekiel, and the Lord said to Ezekiel, her priests, which is children of Israel, her priests have violated my law and have profaned my holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and the profane, neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean, and they have hid their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them. So here you go, that many, many, many who call themselves Christians have violated the law of God, you know, starting from the Catholic Church, who actually changed the Sabbath from the seventh day to the first day of the week, and all the other preachers who are running around speaking speaking words that are not from the throne room of heaven. They're saying things that come to their own fleshly heart, and they're not hearing these things from the Lord. You can't be putting your own words and putting your own interpretation and making your own conclusions when it comes to the things of God. And the Lord God is saying, He said, your priests or your pastors or your ministers have violated my law and have profaned my holy things. And the law, the commandments, the Sabbath of the Lord God, it is one of the holy things of the living God. He hallowed it, meaning that he caused it to be holy, and he sanctified it and he set it apart. He said, they have profaned my holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and the profane. So they have put no difference between the holy Sabbath day and the other profane days that they can run around and do anything on. He said, neither have they showed any difference between the clean and the unclean. So the Sabbath day is a clean, holy, righteous day. And they have hid their eyes from my Sabbath. Many have gone around hiding, and I'm guilty at one time in my life. Thank God, the Lord God, you know, showed me the way, and we have to seek, because Yehoshua said, you know, seek and you shall find, ask and it shall be given unto you, and knock and the door shall be opened. So when the Lord God revealed to me that I have not kept this holy Sabbath day, I was seeking. And I found, because the Holy Spirit revealed to me, and I was knocking down the door of the Lord. And I asked, and it was given unto me. So we need to seek the Lord and knock on the door of the Lord and ask and for the truth. And the Lord said, and I am profaned among them. So the Lord is profaned among those of us who know the truth, and those of you who are hearing, and you know, a lot of people ask me, oh, what about the people out there? What about the people? What about the people who are dead and gone before? That I was asked that question. Well, what about the people who were gone on before, who did not know that the real Sabbath day was the seventh day of the week? And I said, you know, because of their ignorance, or, you know, because of their lack of knowledge, or because they did not know, they were taught a different doctrine, a different gospel, and some people sincerely and truly did not know the truth. And God knows their heart. He knows their heart, and yes, he will let them pass. But for those of us and for those of you where knowledge has increased tremendously, and where the truth is everywhere now, and you're hearing this message, and if you read the Bible and if you seek for the truth, you're going to find it. And if, most importantly, if you seek the Lord God and ask him for the truth, instead of running around and believing doctrines and of demons and commandments of man, then you're not going to find the truth there. You have to seek the Lord. And so, folks, we are living in a time when we need to seek the Most High God for the truth, and that's it. The Lord God in Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, said, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, the Lord God has ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. So the Lord God rested. He rested on the seventh day which he had made. And if the Lord God rested on the seventh day and he asked us and he commanded us to do the same, then I'm going to do the same. I don't know which God you serve and how you serve him, but as for me and my household, I'm going to serve the Lord according to his word and according to his command and according to his direction, because at the end of the day, I have to stand before him, and at the end of the day, I want to make sure that I have honored him according to, because he is worthy. He is worthy of being honored. He's worthy of our love. He's worthy of our praise, and he's worthy to be honored. So it is that the children of Israel, we that are of the children of Israel, and they who you who have joined yourselves to honor the Lord and to love him and to keep and to reverend and to uphold the holy Sabbath day, following and doing and seeing what our Father do, we are to do as he does and as he did. Because the Sabbath day, folks, whether you know this or not, the Sabbath day signals the end of all work on earth. The Sabbath day, the entering of the Sabbath day, and we are in the Sabbath day. We are in the beginning of the Sabbath day, and the Lord God had mercy on us and extended our time a little bit here on earth, but we are in the Sabbath day. And let me tell you something. Just as the Sabbath day signaled the end of all of the Holy Father's work on earth, on the earth, just as the Sabbath day signaled the end of the Father's work on earth, the same Sabbath day signaled the end. First, in the beginning, let me go over this. First, in the beginning, when the Lord God created the heavens and the earth, and the Sabbath day was established, and it signaled the end of God's work on earth, but the beginning of man's work, so that we come here in this body on this earth to do a particular thing and to find our way back to God. Now, when the 6,000 years is ended, or the 6 days, that's why we are to honor the Sabbath day on the seventh day, so because it reminds us that the seventh 1,000 years, which is the Sabbath day. So at the end of the 6th day, or the 6,000 years, and the beginning of the Sabbath day, this is when all work of mankind will end. This is called a tribulation. God is going to destroy every evil work on this earth. It's called the end, and this is what we look forward to, the Sabbath rest. This is the end. This is the Sabbath day. This is the commandment that has not been fulfilled. And God is going to destroy the works because of man, because in God's book it's ended. But it's the beginning. It's also a new beginning of rest. So a new beginning of rest and restoration with Yahushua HaMashiach. We are going to rest with him and in him on the Sabbath day. It's called the millennium reign, or the millennium rest. It's called the 1,000 years that we are going to be here with Yeshua in the New Jerusalem. And when that 1,000 years ended, or the Sabbath day has ended, Yeshua, we are going to be learning of him. He's going to be teaching us. We are going to be being taught of him and become holy and righteous and even more so with Yeshua, because he's going to be our high priest. And when that day is over, that 7th day is ended, that 1,000 years ended, then heaven and earth will pass away and all things will be made new. And at my next lesson, I will go over that again, because I think I kind of rushed that off because of the fact that this 30 minutes is ending, and I only have a few seconds left, and it doesn't do any justice, because I want to talk on this particular end of the Sabbath rest with mankind. So, folks, have a blessed day, and I hope to chat with you later on, and I hope you find this message, you know, helpful in your search on your way back to our Holy Father. And, you know, goodbye, and I will talk to you soon in Yahushua's name.